Hello, and welcome to the Fast and the Furious podcast. This is episode 82, The Fate of the Furious. So we got some crazy Fast and Furious news. We're going to get into that quite a bit as of late. But we're also going to talk a little bit about and review the 8th installment of the Fast franchise. Before we get on to that, let's go ahead and take a break, get a drink, come back, get into our Fast and Furious news. Then we're going to get into our review for The Fate of the Furious. So let's go ahead and take a drink, take a quick break, and come back for our Fast and Furious news. Then talk about The Fate of the Furious. Be right back. Alright, welcome back. This is episode 82, The Fate of the Furious. So, as of right now, we're going to talk about Fast and Furious news, what is new, hot, and off the streets of the Fast and the Furious, and stuff like that. So, what is new is Fast X is now on digital, so you guys want to go and rent or potentially buy the Fast X as on digital, you can now. Apparently, the film did not do very well in theaters domestically. It's okay. I'm not worried at all about it. But I did get to watch Fast X. But we're gonna get into that when we finally talk about Fast X later down. But what is really new as far as Fast and Furious news is that Dwayne Johnson is coming back as Luke Hobbs. He will be in Fast X Part 2, but he will also be in a new standalone film, which is said to be a direct continuation of Fast X. It will be titled Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Reyes. That is going to be the title of the standalone film for him. That is basically all I know. But we're knowing right now is that is Luke Hobbs is finally back in Fast and Furious. I am excited. I'm so excited to see Dwayne Johnson finally come back to Fast and Furious. This week kind of does really well. But overall, yeah, that's basically it. What is new, hot, new and hop off the streets for Fast and Furious. Let's go ahead and talk about extracurricular activities, what I've been up to since our very last episode. What I've been up to lately is nothing really, just, you know, doing my own thing, you know, as always, watching movies, relaxing. I just finished watching the entire Indiana Jones franchise, starting Mission Impossible for Dead Reckoning Part 1 this month. Nothing really new. You guys have had the chance to check out my last episode. Go ahead and check it out. It is available where podcasts are available. So let's take another break, get another drink, come back, jump into our review for The Fate of the Furious for the fourth time. We'll be right back. Alright, welcome back. Again, this is episode 82. The Fate of the Furious for the fourth time. So, The Fate of the Furious is the eighth installment in the Fast and Furious franchise. To me, The Fate of the Furious, when we talk about this film, we basically just talk about just how unnecessary this film was. I definitely agree. I think this film was just totally unnecessary. It really just didn't need to be. I personally did not like this film. I just did not like this film because, like I said, this is the first film since Tokyo Drift not to feature Paul Walker as Brian O'Connor. But again, I just felt like they just didn't really care. They just didn't really try enough in this film. The story just seemed all over the place. The plot was bad enough. Of course, though, when we talk about this film, we basically see Dom basically going against the family, and stuff like that. Of course, we get yet again introduced to yet another villain who basically came back for Fast 9 and Fast X and stuff like that. But overall, again, I just didn't care too much for this film and stuff like that. The action, the story, it was unnecessary. And when we talk about this film, we talk about, as far as the action, it's just so over the top. Like you did, they really, I thought, were they really going to try to tone down the action? Unfortunately, they did not. So it was pretty disappointing. I was really disappointed in this film. Of course, Brian O'Connor is mentioned at least a few times throughout the film, stuff like that. I know at first, there were talks of flashbacks of Brian O'Connor, that they were going to do like flashbacks of him in the film, and stuff like that. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. And stuff like that, which is okay, I'm good with. But overall, it just okay. So when we talk about, let's just talk about the plot. The plot is, like I said, it's just Dom going against the family going against Dom, and stuff like that. Of course, Shaw is back. Hobbs and Shaw, they basically just kind of like it felt this movie didn't really feel like a sequel to Fury 7. It felt more like a stepping stone for Hobbs and Shaw. That's how I felt more about this film. This film, it felt more of a stepping stone. Like they really just paved the way for Hobbs and Shaw. That's basically what this film is. But of course, again, it's just a bad film. I just don't care for this film at all. I know a lot of people say they like this film. I know a lot of people kind of rank this film in between, above, or in the middle, or at the low. For me, when I rank this film, it's low. It's that bad. It's that bad. But overall, again, Fast X, it's a terrible film. I really wanted so much for this film. I know we kind of begin, okay, it does continue the international location as they do film internationally. That kind of does continue in this film. Of course, no, we get a prison sequence where Hobbs is in prison. He's basically stripped of everything in this film. Of course, we get introduced to another character that really just wasn't necessary at all. I kind of feel like, that character of Little Nobody, played by Scott Eastwood, I feel like he just was unnecessary. I kind of feel like, I know a lot of us feel like he was just there just to be there. Like, we feel like he was just there as a replacement for Brian and, as for Paul Walker. But again, we all always say no one can replace Paul Walker. But overall, just talking about the film itself, it's terrible. Of course, no, the beginning of the film is cool. I mean, it starts out very promising, very strong, but and again, like it and like it like after that, it falls so flat on its face, like just within minutes of the after it started. But overall, again, I just don't care. I know a lot of people like this film. I don't care for this film. It's just one of the worst installments in the franchise. When we talk about the Fate of the Furious, or simply F8, The Fate of the Furious, we consider this film the Die Another Day of the Fast and Furious franchise. I see, no, particularly, no, as when we talk about Die Another Day, we just talk about that is considered the worst installment in the James Bond franchise. The Fate of the Furious is considered the worst installment, one of the worst installments of the Fast and Furious franchise, so therefore it is considered the Die Another Day of the Fast and Furious franchise. That's just how bad this film is. It's just that bad. I mean, yes, it's ridiculous. It's kind of unbelievable. Of course, no, in this film, we also go against a submarine, which was, like, again, over the top action. that it just did not need to be there. Of course, you know, in this film, Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson do not share any scenes together. They did not film any scenes at all together whatsoever, because, you know, because of their feud, their beef that they had, at that time. But, you know, and again, it's just bad. Like, one of the many things I completely hate about this film is that they basically kind of just accepted Hobbs, I mean Shaw, into the family. Like, he just there at the barbecue, and they just didn't really care. That's kind of just where I'm at. Like, I hated that. Like, here's this guy who caused so much damage and so much wreckage for you guys. You basically just let him come to the barbecue. Like, you're literally just accepting him into the fold, into the family, but which is kind of necessary. I did not like that one bit. But overall, is the Fate of the Furious a good movie? Any means necessary? No. That is basically my review for the film for this 8th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise. Now we're going to get into my final thoughts and opinions on the Fate of the Furious. Overall, this film is terrible. I just don't care for this film. It's just a bad film all the way around. It's just one of the worst installments in the franchise. Could this film been better? Absolutely. Originally, when we talk about how it could been better, is that I would love to see the film be more of a continuation from Furious 7. That was originally the plan. But other than that, yeah, The Fate of the Furious is a terrible film. Kind of forgettable. Sometimes I catch myself rewatching it. Sometimes I pretend it's not. It's just background noise. That's just how it is with me regarding this film. Yeah, overall, The Fate of the Furious, yeah, it's gonna be like a solid D minus for me. A solid 4 out of 10. That's just how it is. So now we're going to get into our closing parts of this episode. Like I said, I didn't really want these episodes to be a little, this episode to be pretty long, because we got two more to, well, three more to do. So yeah, The Fate of the Furious is awful. Skip it if you can. So now we're going to close out. So guys, I know I have been away for quite a bit of time, and I'm deeply sorry. I had a lot going on as of late, as regarding again with my mental health. I know the breaks in between recordings are pretty long. I do apologize, so please bear with me. I know we are already supposed to be in lap 5. That is my fault. That lap 4 is still going on. Like I said, it's a lot of reason why the breaks are so long in between recordings is because, not that I'm busy, not that I really care that much, care to record anymore. A lot of it has to do with the mental health reasons, with my mental health, and stuff like that. But overall, you know, I enjoy talking about the Fast and Furious movies. I enjoy talking about this franchise and stuff like that. But please understand, when it comes to my mental health, that is first. That is more important. So please be understanding, be open about that, guys. I just got a lot going on. But overall, yeah, I'm doing okay. And stuff like that. But like I said, just don't ever think that I don't necessarily care enough to record any new episodes or try to get this live finished. A lot of it is my mental health. So yeah, that is gonna do it, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode 72, The Fate of the Furious. I know we have another episode to get into, which is the spinoff, Hobbs and Shaw, of course, F9, then Tune Up, Recap, Relap, to close out the episode. This lap, actually. So thank you guys so much for joining me on this episode for The Fate of the Furious for the fourth time. We'll see you as we get into Hobbs and Shaw, then F9. Take care, guys. Have a great and wonderful weekend. Have a great holiday, and see you as we talk about Hobbs and Shaw. Take care, guys.